and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be sharing a fellow podcaster. And today's guest, Dorit Palvanoff, is a nutritionist and expert in the female-centric approach. Her mission is empowering women to recover from burnout so that they can live, love, parent, and work with confidence, energy, and passion. Dorit is the founder and voice behind the popular podcast for women, Confident, Energized, and Sexy Mama, where she explores the lifelong relationship women have with burnout and the stumbling block holding women back from confidence, energy, and passion. So, Dorit, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. Thank you so much for having me. And like I said before we started recording, our names are, you're just missing the T.
I know. It's fun.
Otherwise, we'll have the same name.
It's fun. So I'm going to ask you to share your burnout story because I'm sure it has led you to the coaching and everything that you are doing.
Yeah, definitely. So like many moms out there who are in this journey of, you know, mompreneurship and the ambition and the excitement that comes with that, I was one of those moms who really struggled with what they call work-life balance. And when I say that, I really struggled with specifically with energy. I struggled with cultivating and then sustaining my levels of energies long-term so that I could have the creativity, so that I could have the passion, so that I can have the confidence to go live and to be visible for my business. But I also really deeply wanted to show up at home the way I wanted to, meaning I wanted the exceptional marriage with my husband. I wanted to, you know, to put the kids finally to bed at night and have some sexy time with him. And I wanted to have the connection with my kids. And I felt like being a woman, and then when I started working with clients, I had seen this across the board. And it was so clear to me that women almost unconsciously have to make a decision or a sacrifice that if they want to be successful in business, they have to sacrifice either their health or their relationships or vice versa. If you are going to be successful at home, then you are going to have very little success at work. And so my entire goal was to first learn myself how to bring in some sort of sustainability and a way to create really predictable levels of energy so that I don't feel like I am this happy and jolly woman, you know, on Facebook Live. And then the moment the video is off and shut off, I'm like crawling on the floor and just like, you know, struggling or yelling at my kids behind, you know, the curtains or being really a mean wife. So I do believe through my own experience and through working with clients that it is 100% possible to have it all. But we do have to understand how the female body is created and how the creator has given us this God-given superpower to really restore ourselves and rejuvenate ourselves so that we not headed into this very common story of burnout. So that is my story.
Why do you feel women are so wired for burnout?
Oh, so this is such an important question. And I think we women have a lifelong, millennia-long story and relationship with burnout. And that is because for years and years and years, women have been oppressed by the patriarchal system of oppression. You know, we weren't allowed to own our own money. We weren't allowed to open our own bank account up until recently, up until I think 1988. It was allowed for a woman to take a business loan in the United States without having a male co-signer. 1988, it's so recent. And so women have this relationship with sacrifice and the expectation in society that we women have to be martyrs and we have to be the ones sacrificing our health, our vitality, or what we deeply desire for the sake of everybody else. And that is considered to be honorable and respectable. And what I've learned in my experience, and that's through observing my own mom and my mother-in-law and, you know, other older women in my community, that this is not necessarily the case. The contrary is true. When we are pouring out of an empty vessel, of an empty cup, we are mean to others and we're mean to ourselves. And so in that sense, there was a lot of reclamation and a lot of restructuring and a lot of reform that had to happen, I think, first on a mindset level. And then, you know, all the way to the nitty-gritty ways we take care of ourselves in a day-to-day. And it can be, you know, what we're choosing to put in our mouth and the water, the quality of water that we're choosing to drink and the way we move our body and the way we connect with people. All of those things, they matter once you realize that, wait a minute, I am worthy. I deserve to feel good and I deserve to thrive and I deserve to feel, to experience joy and confidence and energy and pleasure in my life. So all, everything else changes, and then all of a sudden, you have the patience for the kids and you are loading the dishwasher with so much delight because you're full and you're not resentful and you're not bitter. And then you have the energy to, you know, to spend, to be intimate with your partner and all the things that are considered to be nice to have while being wildly successful, you know, with your work, at your doing your job and doing the work that you were destined to do. And so, yeah, it's a process of reclamation, but it's important to realize that we as women have been oppressed for many, many, many years. And it's a process.
You know, I'm nodding my head over here. I'm thinking back to caveman days. Because think about it. You know, we always joke about how men are so singular in what they do and women multitask all the time. And go back to caveman days. Caveman days, if a man went out to get the food could kill him. So he really needed to pay attention to what he was doing. Meanwhile, here's mom back at the cave, trying to keep the kids from falling into the pit, trying to keep them once they had fire, not getting burned, how to, you know, you brought home the food. Great. Now I have to kill it. I have to skin it. I have to, you know, sew clothes out of it while I'm cooking everything else. So I think women were bred to do all this multitasking. And as you said, it becomes millennial. And it's so strange because in today's world, you're talking about 1988, where a woman finally had the right to do a business loan without a man co-signing it. We're watching some of the rights that I grew up as they fought for being stripped away again. And it's, you know, where women, we have rights because we're human beings. It shouldn't be gender specific to have full claim to yourself, you know? And so it's remarkable to see it. And I applaud what you are doing and making people aware of that. So I want to talk about your coaching and the type of people that you see in your practice when you are coaching, the type of women that you are working with.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I work with two different kinds of women. One of them, and I have names for them just for the sake of simplicity. So one of them, I call her Kimberly, the Kimberlys of the world, who are really ambitious go-getters, women who are really confident at work. They're really successful in the workplace. They have you know, they're making multiple six figures, sometimes even seven figures at work. They are the ones who work and spend a lot of their time being in the male dominant environment. And so you might call them, you were talking about cavemen. So I was thinking about the hunter gatherer, you know, differences between men and women. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of this discussion, the women who, the Kimberleys who come to me are very often very driven and very competitive and very, they know what they want. And they're really, really successful at work. And they mostly live day in and day out from their masculine energy and really engaging that muscle. However, what I'm seeing these women, oh, and by the way, these women are very often put on birth control pills for years and years and years. So I was just working with someone who was who just got off of a birth control pill after using them for two decades. And the way we do that is, yes, it does give us so much power over our fertility, but we are not actually taught what birth control pills do to us in terms of like wreaking our gut and really messing up our decision ability and the way we choose our partners. Like all of those things are not taught, mostly because it is frankly a new, you know, a new wave of and a new way of contraception. And so a lot of Kimberleys actually are using birth control pills. And the moment they get off of them, then they start feeling all the feels and they start suddenly their bodies manifest like weird symptoms and their bodies are so messy all of a sudden, whether it is like debilitating PMS or really heavy, painful periods, or they have fibrocystic breasts or fibroids and very strange symptoms that are starting to be manifested and on a physical level, but also emotionally. It's all of a sudden, you know, they have these emotional roller coasters and they just don't know how to cope. And the reason it's happening is because for so many years they've been engaging the masculine muscle and not really learning how to be in their feminine, how to be fully in that space of slowing down and pausing and just attending and taking care of them, of themselves, of their soul. And Kimberleys out there, they struggle a lot with their health, but they also struggle in their relationships. So a lot of them struggle in their partnerships, they struggle in their marriages, they struggle in their motherhood experience. So the Kimberleys out there would be the ones, you know, screaming the kids to put the effing shoes on already so that they can leave out the door and living in that energy day in and day out. I mean, it's just a matter of time before you burn. You either burn out physically or you just start questioning what is the point of it all. So that's one type of client that I am seeing in my practice. The other type of client are women who are either stay-at-home moms or women who work, but they don't do their lives work. Women who have been martyrs and sacrificed their entire, every single bit of themselves for the sake of their families, for the sake of the home. And so much so that they've reached the point of depletion. They've reached the point of who am I and what am I here to do? And you know, that questioning that comes after that. And it's manifested with moodiness and hectic behavior and just wanting to one of the women who I was connecting with, she actually shared with me how she orchestrated a whole show so that she can get into the hospital and for 2 days not be touched by anybody and not be asked to do anything. This is also a manifestation of burnout in a different way, but both, oh, and I didn't mention the name of that woman. So that was Kimberly, and the second type of women, I call them Melissas. So both Kimberly and Melissas, their lifestyles are different, but they are both burnt out and they are both confused, conflicted, and they both really don't know themselves and don't understand their femininity. They don't understand their female body, and they don't know how to be in control of their female body and how to be in control of their energy. So these are the two women that I'm seeing in my practice.
How do you coach them? Because let's face it, I mean, they're coming at it from two different ways, but burnout's burnout.
Yeah. So I love this question, Dori. Thank you so much for asking. The answer to this question is very, very simple. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple. And I go, just like you went all the way to cavemen, I'm the type of person who loves to go deep, straight into the root. So I don't ever follow food dogma or any, you know, type of man-made structure. I went right to God, and I went straight to scripture, and I went straight to the Bible, because I believe that this is the source for me. I learned that God had created women to menstruate, and the menstrual cycle is very often thought of as something that is dirty, as something that is unclean, something that is a nuisance. But in reality, that cycle, that rhythm, once we plug into it, once we tune into that, that is when we have potentiality for power to be put back into us. This is the process of reclamation, because as women, we believe that, or we think, or we've been taught that menstruation is the main event of the cycle. And in reality, it's not. Menstruation is what you can see. It's what, you know, makes you take action, either to put on tampons or use a Diva cup or use menstrual pads. But that's not the main event. The main event actually is ovulation. If you think about it, the whole purpose of the cycle is to get you pregnant, right? If you think about it from a biological standpoint. And so if you're ovulating healthily, meaning you feel vibrant and you feel energized and energetic and you feel healthy as a woman and you feel magnetic, then the cycle is going to culminate with menstruation. And in that sense, the menstrual cycle is considered to be, in the words of a friend and author, Lisa Hendrickson Jack, the fifth vital sign. The menstrual cycle, you can almost use it as a diagnostic tool to really gauge into the health and well-being of your body. And there are four distinct phases to the menstrual cycle. There is the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, the luteal phase, and the menstrual phase. And each one of them and the reason we have those four phases is because we as women, as females, we experience hormonal shifts throughout the entire month. So if you are to...
Yes. I actually want to stop there. I want to stop there because I would really like to really expand on this, but we need to say thank you to our sponsors.
Okay.
On that note, we'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. Dorit, I have to tell you, as you were saying what you were saying about, I do a lot of public speaking, and I was speaking about why women don't work well with other women and how often we get into that competition with ourselves that I can't help you because we go into that high school mentality of you'll steal my boyfriend. And what if they like you more than they like me and things like that. And how we have been forced to feel as women that when we have our period, you know, there are cultures that you are put into a different place. And it is why certain cultures don't shake hands outside of their family, because a woman wouldn't know that at that time of the month she's unclean and shouldn't be touching somebody. And I'm like, understand something. This is your power. We have the ability to create light. And at different parts of this world, in different times, in ancient times, we were revered because of the fact that we give life. And that is what that is all about. And it is powerful. It is not something to be ashamed of. I mean, I'm not saying that you stand at the top of the street and go, oh, yeah, I'm on my period. But we really are. We're made to feel like we're supposed to be uncomfortable about that. And it's like, wait a minute, this means that our body is healthy and that if we decide to, we can have a child. So I want to talk about those feminine currents, the four phases, and what they really are. You've started to touch on them, and that's why I wanted to stop there, because I didn't want it not to be full answers. So women really understand this.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for saying that. It is so absolutely true. The feminine current is, like I said, it's a reclamation, and it's really a reclamation of yourself. And it's a reclamation of, it's almost like a spiritual practice of standing in front of God and saying, okay, God, you created me this way. Now teach me. How do you want me to be as a woman? How do you want me to show up as a wife, as a mother, as a business owner, as a human being? And so God says, okay, there are four distinct phases to your cycle. There is the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, the luteal phase, and the menstrual phase. The way it works is through a practice that is called MCA, menstrual cycle awareness. And menstrual cycle awareness is a very simple practice where you are going to be tracking your cycle. Day number one is going to be the first day of your bleed, all the way until your next bleed, which is where the cycle begins anew. So day number one is going to be the first day of your menstrual cycle. And then day number six is when the follicular phase is going to start. So if we're talking about that and from an energy perspective, right? And if you want, I can talk about this, how we can adapt this to business as well. But from an energetic standpoint, this is when we begin to have our kind of like tingles of energy coming back up. And the reason it happens is because estrogen, the hormone estrogen, which was really low when we were menstruating, is now starting to pick back up. So the peak of estrogen is going to be during ovulation. And so, but the follicular phase is the transitional period between menstruation and ovulation. And what happens in the body is, it's almost like if you think about the phases in terms of seasons, that would be like spring. When the world is changing from winter into summer, and spring is in between. So that's when, you know, the earth is starting to wake slowly up. That's when you're going to see little flowers and little buds on the trees, right? So that's the energy of renewal. So if we're bringing that to the world of business, and if we're talking about productivity, this is a great time for mompreneurs to brainstorm new ideas or new challenges or new business ventures. Like, this is a great time for anything that has new, the aspect of newness to it. And your body and your energy will support you in that. And then as you get into the phase of ovulation, that is going to be roughly, I mean, it averages for women and it's all different, but it's roughly between day 14 to day 18 of your cycle. That is going to be the phase of ovulation. And that, energetically speaking, is the time when, if you think about the seasons, that's summer. That is when you are in full bloom. That is the time for visibility. And for, you know, if you're a mompreneur, that's the time to record your podcast, to go live on social media, to deliver presentations, to do sales calls. Like, that is a great time to be seen and visible in the world and to really be in your dharma. And if we're talking about magnetism, and by the way, our partners, they feel that we've shifted into that energy, because all of a sudden you're just kind. You're like just so much nicer, and you smile more, and you're not as, you know, bitter and, you know, making like silly, hurtful comments. You're just more forgiving, and you're sweeter and nicer to the kids too. During this phase, you might be feeling like you want to put your earrings on and wear skirts and dresses and, you know, feel more feminine. That is the energy of the ovulatory phase. So that is the energy, by the way. The when we are in our ovulatory phase, that is the time to be in the masculine. This is the time to be, you know, productive and to just be go, 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 and really create in the world. And then we are shifting into the luteal phase. Now, the luteal phase is the transitional period between the ovulation and menstruation. And that's when our energy starts to slowly and gradually plummet. Now, the delusion that I see women having is when we are in ovulation, we feel invincible. We feel like, oh my gosh, I'm on top of the world and life is amazing. And then, and it happens very often in a day, and there is a switch that happens. Estrogen starts to drop, progesterone starts to kick in, and all of a sudden you feel low. And all of a sudden you begin feeling like you are a little bit sadder and a little bit more doubtful and a little bit snappier with the kids and not as nice. This is the most challenging phase for a lot of women, because that's when PMS is reawakened. That's when the inner critic is really, really loud, especially for women who live inauthentically. That phase of the month is really, really challenging. And the in terms of business, in terms of productivity, that is a great time. So that's not, you know, the right time to be visible or to, you know, be on camera maybe, but it's a great time to do things like to be more analytical, look into the numbers. Maybe it's a great time to have that tough conversation with your employees, or maybe with somebody you're about to hire. It's a great time for having tough conversations at home, or maybe, you know, with your partner, or maybe with the kids. And basically really constantly being, you know, where you are in your cycle, that should be always top of mind. And you always lead with that, because this is where you're being mindful of energy. And you know not to feel ashamed or guilty or to just, you know, beat yourself up unnecessarily. Because when you understand that all of those things are normal and that is the cycle that every woman goes through, then you give yourself permission to be more gentle. You give yourself permission to be, you know, to revere the menstrual cycle more, and really to provide for yourself the things that you need. And in doing so, you increase your capacity and you increase your ability to connect and your ability to create. And then ideas all of a sudden start coming to you. And when you do that, that's when you know that you are in alignment. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, you are in alignment and it feels good in the body. So that is the phase of that is the luteal phase. And then we are culminating with menstruation. So when women menstruate, when we bleed, what happens in the body physically, the right and the left hemisphere, they slightly separate. And that happens for a very short period of time, for the time you are we are menstruating. And then the effect of that, like how it feels, is that so many women feel this kind of like drop, and they just want to just be alone. And a lot of women desire time and solitude, and they just want to be left alone. This is a great time to journal and to be reflective. You're getting that bird's eye view, that ability to really look into your life and from a different perspective, from a more wholesome perspective, right? You can look into your relationship, into your motherhood experience, into your friendships, into your community, into your work, like all of those things. And you have that energy, you have that capacity to really go deep. That is the time for depth. So it is not a good time to make to go live on Facebook or to maybe even some women. I know definitely that it is the thing for me, which is why, by the way, Dori, today, right now, I'm in my ovulatory phase. So I've scheduled this interview right now based on my where I am in my cycle so that I can be at my best. But if I were to schedule this interview, which I wouldn't do, but just for the sake of example, if I were to do this in my menstrual time, then I would, every a few minutes, I would be stumbling for words. And so if women, if you guys remember that, where you all of a sudden forget words, or you forget what you wanted to say, and you're just like, you feel like you have like a short-term memory or loss of memory short-term, then I wanted to, again, go back to where you are in your cycle. Are you approaching menstruation or are you menstruating? And then give yourself a break. I think one of the biggest suckers of energy is us beating ourselves up. And that is part of the conditioning. That is part of the one of my colleagues, Dr. Valerie Rain, she calls this patriarchy stress disorder, because women have been oppressed so long, for so many years, and we are just taught to hurt ourselves and to not include ourselves and not to put ourselves on the list of, you know, top priorities. And so that is the system. And then once you become, you know, wiser and smarter, and you become and you start using it, then you start adapting how you move your body in alignment with the cycle, and how you socialize with people, and then how you eat in alignment with the cycle, because it makes so much sense. If hormones are changing throughout the month, then obviously your requirements for nutrients change as well. It's just common sense. And so for me, that is the most sustainable way to live as a woman without ever running, burning out, or feeling like you are in deficit, because you are constantly being your own best steward. You are prioritizing yourself, and everything starts with you first and foremost, and then everything else. I think I answered your question?
Absolutely. I'm going to let this interview go 45 minutes instead of 30, just because I want to make sure everybody has all this information. I want to talk to you about your audio training that you have, Get to Know Yourself, and what women learn when they, you know, download this series.
Okay, so the Get to Know Yourself audio training is really the next step for women who, you know, if you have some listeners who really resonate with this system and with this idea and with this framework, then the next step would be to really understand that the root of our suffering, I think, as women, and our struggle and our constant search for work-life balance is because most of us, and that is 99% of my clients and the women I've encountered, is that most of us, we just don't know who we are. We don't know ourselves, and we don't know how to take care of ourselves. And so step number one is to get to know yourself. And so in this training, and it's an hour-long training where it would feel like a coaching session with me on demand, you are going to be introduced to this system in greater depth. You will learn about how to understand the four phases, what's happening hormonally. You will learn how to use the system for your energy. You will also meet Kimberly and Melissa in greater depth, and you would know how to identify yourself and find yourself on this spectrum. And then the last step is really starting to live your life and adapt your life in alignment with the system using a very powerful tool that I've designed, which is called the Female Daily Tracking Sheet, which is basically tracking six female markers. And the word female is actually, I know it's cool, but the word female is actually an acronym for the the six female markers. So the F stands for food, the E stands for emotion and energy, the M stands for menstrual cycle, the A stands for at rest and sleep. And then there is another L that stands for libido. There's another E that stands for elimination. So how you're pooping and how you're eliminating waste out of your body. So these are the six female markers that every single woman has to constantly be tracking. And the female daily tracking sheet is going to be in the training. You will get the step-by-step system to track all of those female markers, so that as a form of the most gentle and the most restorative way and the kindest way and the most sustainable way that you can take care of yourself as a woman. And then my goal for teaching this, Dori, is for us as women, as wives and as mothers to pass this on to the next generation. So if you are raising daughters, or if you are, taking care of girls, whether you have granddaughters or nieces or anybody in your community who is a growing young woman, this needs to be in their hands ASAP. Because once women are in power of themselves, then there is no longer, struggling or feeling like they need a man to sustain them, or they need somebody's validation. This is how we as women really step into who we truly are. And I think that is like the foundation for leadership.
Awesome.
Oh, and do you want me to mention the link, or are you going to include that in the show notes?
There'll definitely be a live link, but you can let people know where the link is.
Right. So it's www.doritpalvanov.com. So I spell it out as doritpalvanov.com/get. To know yourself. And so you're going to put your name and email, and you will get an instant access to this audio training.
Dorit, as we are wrapping this up, you've already mentioned your website. Let everybody know where else they can reach you. And what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Okay, so the best way to connect with me is on Instagram. So my handle is @DoritPalvanovCoaching. I would love it if women can join my free Facebook group, my free Facebook community. It's called Confident, Energized, and Sexy Mamas Village. So you can search that up and ask to join. My podcast is called Confident, Energized, and Sexy Mama. And I want to leave women with this one thing. Look, we women, we are moms. We are raising the next generation. And just the way we know intuitively how to care for, our youngsters, when they're sick a little bit, or when they're a little bit, out of sorts, then we intuitively know what to do. We know to cuddle them. We know to slow down. We know to give them food, and we know to hydrate them. And we know to just give them comfort. And I think in the same way, exactly the things that your kids need, they're the same things that you need and deserve as a human being. These are the things that all of us need just because we're all human. And I think when we begin to steward for ourselves and provide those things for ourselves, then we are basically going to be unstoppable. And the best, I think, result and the best consequence of this is the ripple effect. That when I am full and I'm happy and I'm joyful and I'm confident and energized and passionate, then the ripple effect of that is I'm going to be a better mom, because women, we are the ones who create the ecosystem in our homes, and we are the ones who manage everybody's emotional state. And then you have the capacity to be this amazing wife, the supportive wife that you want to be. And from there is really no way to stop you, because you are sustainable, you feel good, you thrive, and then sky's the limit.
Dorit,
Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us today. I love the message that you are giving. I really do. And, you know, it's so important for women to reconnect with ourselves, to find that power within, and know that it all comes from inside. So I thank you so much. I hope people reach out and get your download, because I think it's a good thing. Getting to know you, what can be more important than getting to know yourself and the why? Because it's not things that are talked about in everyday life. So I thank you for coming and sharing with us. I truly do.
Thank you. For all of thank you so much, Jerry.
My pleasure. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for spending time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is sure.
She is
sure.
She is sure.